At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Serbia. Let me ask you a question.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Let's go over here.
You're a typical, I have to say, he is a typical liberal Democrat.
He just said that Russia is justified, and then he can't name one invasion that NATO's done. One time I asked a Trump supporter, what percent of the population do you think is trans? And they said 20%.
We have been waiting for this day. We have been waiting for a bunch of like-minded individuals across the country to get together and to push back against this administration. We are currently live in Chicago for the No Kings protest. I want you to drop a like, spam some blue hearts, show them the protest, turn around, and check this out. I want to make a key point. This protest is way bigger than whatever the hell Trump is currently doing in D.C. What would you say to other older white men who are fascinated by Donald Trump?
Get real, get off your ass, say no to Donald Trump, believe what you see that is in front of your eyes, quit denying what's going on. Be for the country, be for the Constitution.
Why do you think other, like, white dudes are so attracted to what Trump says?
I haven't been able to figure that out. I guess because it's kind of like a cult. My family has a brother that's in Scientology. It's like a cult thing.
Yeah.
They don't know that they're in the cult. They just want to believe. And some... they see themselves in Donald Trump, and that's the scary part. A lot of people see themselves in Donald Trump, and no.
What issues are at the top of your mind? Over the past 6 months, what's really been on the top of your mind?
The moral corruption of our government.
The moral corruption.
The chaos, the criminality, and the moral corruption of Donald Trump, his enablers, and our government. Unbelievable.
And the worst part is, it feels like some of the moral corruption is being swept under the rug. Like, how can Trump take a $400 million jet from Qatar, and Elon Musk can also enrich himself in the same week, and the vast majority of Americans don't even understand this corruption's happening? What's been the scariest breaking of the moral code you've seen thus far? Is it deportations with no due process, or...?
Probably due process, and just ignoring the Constitution and the judiciary. Just all cult issues.
That goes beyond moral code. That's just illegal. Like, what they're doing with these deportations and then refusing to listen to the Supreme Court with the facilitation back is just straight up illegal. What message would you have to say to Americans that feel like things are grim right now?
Stay positive. Don't take the bait. Be peaceful, and just say no to Donald Trump.
Just say no to Donald Trump. He doesn't like when people say no to him, though. Like, look at Governor Gavin Newsom. Governor Gavin Newsom said, no, we don't need the National Guard. He said, we're still mobilizing him.
Donald will find out Tuesday. The National Guard will be gone Tuesday.
Yep.
Unless he appeals to the Supreme Court, but they'll rule against him, too.
Yep.
They'll be gone. It takes time. Democracy's slow. But it takes time.
Stop U.S.-NATO imperialist war on Russia. I disagree with you, sir. Can we chat about this?
Sure.
You think the U.S. is waging war on Russia, or is Russia waging war on Ukraine? Which one's more likely?
The U.S. is waging war on Russia.
How so? We haven't attacked Russia. Russia is the one that unilaterally launched this invasion.
The U.S. is the country that's mainly responsible for the overthrow of the democratically elected prime minister or president of Ukraine in 2014.
I'm pretty sure the Euromaidan protests happened naturally, and Yanukovych fled naturally.
Well, that's not true at all.
Now, Yanukovych absolutely fled in 2014.
There was a popular movement, pro-Western movement, among Western Ukrainians against the president. Correct.
Yep.
The ultra-right, though, the fascists in Ukraine, they were the tip of the spear. They're the ones that drove the president out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the CIA, Victoria Nuland, and the State Department were primarily responsible for funding that opposition.
A phone call between Victoria Nuland and other people doesn't mean there was a coup. But can I just ask, this is a respectful
No, a coup is the overthrow of a democratically elected politician.
So, let me ask you, if I were to concede that it was a coup, do you think that... let me say, is Russia... You think they're justified invading Ukraine?
Is
Russia justified? That's the question. Is Russia justified? This shouldn't be hard. Not be hard.
Yes, they were justified.
You think they were justified in invading their next door neighbor? Do you think Trump would be justified invading Canada?
Let me ask you a question.
Ask
because you're doing a lot of talking.
Yeah.
In 2008, George Bush, against all advice, said that Ukraine and Georgia should be in NATO. And since 2008, the US and the CIA and the State Department have been working towards those ends. So the CIA has been very active in Ukraine. Politicians like Lindsey Graham, McCain went over there, and they supported the coup, and they supported Ukrainians attacking other Ukrainians in the east who wanted autonomy.
How does a country get accepted into NATO?
The second thing, just after the invasion, remember, in 2022, the invasion was in February. In March 22, there were negotiations in Ankara, Turkey, to end the war. Ukraine the war and came to an agreement with Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Boris Johnson goes over to Kiev and tells him to scrap that. Don't do it. We will supply you with weapons. You can win this. You can win this. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians are dead. The country's being destroyed. Millions have left
Please,
the country.
Let me say.
This is the responsibility of the U.S.
Please.
Biden.
Do not virtue signal about Ukrainians being dead when you just said Russia was justified in invading Ukraine. NATO is a defensive force. Thank you for talking, sir.
A defensive force.
NATO. Okay, wait. What country has NATO invaded?
NATO is a defensive force.
Name one country they've invaded.
Well, Libya for a start.
NATO has not invaded Libya.
Libya attacked.
NATO has not invaded Libya.
NATO attacked Bosnia and Serbia.
Let me ask you a question.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Let's go over here.
He is a typical liberal Democrat.
He just said that Russia is justified, and then he can't name one invasion that NATO's done.
For a fight.
Sorry, let me just go back a second. NATO is a defensive alliance. The idea that NATO is out there trying to take over countries is insane. The reason why many countries in Europe are gravitating towards NATO is because of the threat that Vladimir Putin poses on that border. So when this guy is saying that NATO is going around trying to take over countries and NATO is, you know, provoking people, that's not true. Vladimir Putin is the one with imperialist ambitions. We were just talking to a pro-Russia guy, so we were just... Vladimir Putin is the one with imperialist ambitions, and Ukraine is waging a purely self-defensive war. Okay. Elon was wearing thin, said Trump. I asked him to leave. I took away his EV mandate that forced everyone to buy electric cars that nobody else wanted, that he knew was good for months, and he just went crazy. Oh, what about this one? The easiest way to save money in our budget, billions and billions of dollars, is to terminate Elon's governmental subsidies and contracts. I was always surprised at Biden. What did Elon do to him to piss him off this much?
Oh, well, they got into a Twitter fight. It started with the big, beautiful bill, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, I think the EV stuff, you know, the EV subsidies are being taken out of the big, beautiful bill, and the deficit's exploding. So Elon got on X, as Elon does, and he's, I forget what the exact words were, but he's, you know, he started...
Here's the real story.
Yes. He started attacking the big, beautiful bill. It turned into, you know, the Twitter fight of the century between, you know, Musk and Trump.
Was anyone accused of being a pedophile during this Twitter fight?
Yes.
Okay.
I think Elon's big, super cool move was, oh, yeah, Trump's in the Epstein files. He's been in the Epstein files the whole time. I forget the exact quotes.
You know, what's been most concerning to you over the past 6 months or so?
I got to pick one?
You don't have to pick one, but I want to know, over the past 6 months, like... Anything that has been really uniquely terrifying?
I mean, I'm not a big fan of the whole let's send the U.S. citizens to El Salvador without a trial. That's a big one. There's a lot of the blatant corruption, you know, where they manhandled Alex Padilla, Senator Padilla the other day. It's just like, I'm sure I could come up with more, but it's like you turn on the television and there's some more, you know, there's some new outrage like, oh, the U.S. Marines need to put down a protest that the LAPD have well in hand. Or
exactly. And the main point you made there is when you were like, am I supposed to choose one?
Yeah.
Because I was just saying, we could sit here for an hour and list off every single thing that's happened, and I probably would have forgotten the whole Alex Padilla thing, because there's just so much damn stuff.
Well,
how do you view the attack on trans rights happening under this admin?
It's scapegoating. I mean, these people have nothing better to do. It's just gooner economics, man, like, seriously.
You want to know what I always say? What? You know Sarah McBride, the representative? We have one transgender congresswoman. Her name is Sarah McBride. Out of 435 representatives, there's one transgender congresswoman.
Republicans decided to target her and introduce a bill just about her in bathrooms. So then it becomes this national story, right? Where the average person watching Fox News at night is then thinking about Sarah McBride in bathrooms in Congress. And it's a perfect microcosm because it shows how one person just trying to live their life gets blown up into a national story. Is that the scapegoating you were talking about?
Yeah, I mean, it's also the fact that, like, I'm trans and we're, like, less than 1% of the world population. It's pathetic.
Yeah.
Like,
one time I asked a Trump supporter, what percent of the population do you think is trans? And they said 20%. And that's actually almost like a pro-trans argument because you're looping back around to thinking that 1 in 5 people are trans. That means they pass so well. What's up? He's doing an absolutely pathetic display in D.C. right now with Marine or military parades and tanks. But we are out here, millions of us, not here, but across the country, millions of people across the country with like-minded beliefs about democracy, about anti-fascism, all mobilizing. I don't think he can keep up. I think Trump's going to crater his approval rating over the next few weeks.
I think so, too, and he's scared, and that's what we're seeing now. There's all this desperation, you know, the on-again, off-again, you know, tariffs. You know, the mass deportations, him, you know, he's Taco King, and, you know, he chickens out on everything, the tariffs. Now he's backtracking on the deportations, but, you know, the thing of it is, Adam, the damage is done.
Yeah.
He already has done so much damage to this country, and I mean, I do believe that, you know, it's like a weed. When you have a new weed that's sprouting up, if you get it right away, right? That's how you get rid of it.
Yep.
If you let it grow and those roots go deep, it's a lot harder. So I urge everybody out there, get out here with us. Now, this is your country. This is our country and our democracy. We have the power as long as we all unite together and fight for it.
That was powerful. You're better than like half the politicians in our party at mobilizing people.
Thank you.
Over the past 6 months, what issue has been on the forefront of your mind?
The Medicare and cutting the cost of that and everything, because it personally has affected me.
Can you explain how this will affect millions and millions of Americans and millions of vulnerable Americans?
Well, I'm 27 and I have chronic health issues that I can't get medicine for currently because of what happened. So I can only imagine what people older, twice, three, four times my age, deal with. Because when I don't get that medicine, and even though I'm young, I still need that medicine in order to just do daily life activities. Because when I don't have that medicine, I end up in the hospital.
I'm sorry about that. And the crazy thing is, too, is that while Republicans are stripping away Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security from millions of Americans, a lot of that money seems to be redistributed to people like Elon Musk, or the richest of the rich. How does that make you feel?
It pisses me off, because I'm somebody, I work 4 different jobs just to get by and make a living and have enough money just to be able to enjoy life. So I just think that when people who have more money just keep taking more, it's very greedy and very selfish, and they just don't think about people like us who are the reason that money is even circulated around.
And the most insulated people in the country are making the decisions. So Elon's a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Trump is a billionaire. People in his cabinet are billionaires. I don't understand why they have the goal to cut Medicare, Medicaid, or U.S. aid, like, across the globe and hurt millions of people when they are insulated from all of the consequences.
Yeah.
Now, when you look at the signs that Republicans hold up, it's like, mass deportation now, get them all out, we don't want any of them. And here, it's just like, let's love each other. There's just such an interesting dichotomy.
Because love is what keeps everyone together, no matter what you look like, no matter what color your skin is. Love is the one thing that all humans can agree on, and that we all experience. So we all know love is like our, I think love is human's first language. Other than English, other than any type of language, love is the first language, because you learn love before you can even learn how to talk.
Yep. Very, very well said. And now Trump is kind of like damaging the instinctual love that people have built up in them, because then you go to these rallies and you hear people chanting mass deportations and it feels like you lose empathy. Trump supporters lose empathy.
I think everyone should be treated equally. I'm very big on that. I'm very big on just giving love to everyone no matter what. There's a lot going on in the world, and I think love is something that everybody just needs right now, and we really need to focus on what we need to be able just to enjoy life, so we don't have to. We shouldn't have to come together like this for people to hear our voice. We should just be heard and respected and just loved for the jump. And America could be great if we just love and respect each other.
That's what makes America great. Thank you so much for chatting.
You're welcome.
That was great.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.